Thursday, November 24th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges, I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, today is Thanksgiving Day, a holiday that both you and I enjoy for many reasons, a holiday that really flows out of a Christian world and life perspective.
Thanksgiving is a holiday that was actually birthed in the context of the historic birthing of our nation, and it was begun by Christians exercising a significant, crucial, vital Christian virtue of Thanksgiving. Tom, I was thinking about this last week for Thanksgiving, how to characterize the Christian life as it stands, God willing, in contrast to the culture of this world. The culture of the Christian life is the redeemed of God, those who have been bought by the blood of Christ, have been brought by the Spirit to Christ. We are, here's a key word, we are recipients of the soul-saving, life-transforming power of God's grace to the glory of God. We are recipients of His soul-saving, life-transforming grace to the glory of God. Now, what is our response as recipients of that soul-saving, life-transforming grace? Our response is simply, yet profoundly, thanksgiving. We give thanks. That's the Christian life. Worship each Lord's Day is the Christian life. On the Easter holiday, they come up and say, oh, this Easter Sunday was so wonderful, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. I said, well, I'm glad you loved it, because guess what? We're going to be doing this again next Sunday, and the next Sunday, and the next Sunday. We do this every single Sunday. Same thing with Thanksgiving. I love the Thanksgiving season. I love Thanksgiving Day. Last Sunday night, we had a Thanksgiving service for our church, and the giving of thanks was unbelievably encouraging, revealing, and inspiring. Guess what? We do this every Sunday. Worship is a declaration of thanksgiving to God. That's why believers who know the love of God, they make this the number one priority in their life, unless they're providentially hindered. Come into His gates with thanksgiving, singing praise to Him. Psalm 100, Psalm 107, Psalm 35, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. I can go on and on, are passages that call for God's people to give thanks, and the consequence is the worship of the God of glory. That worship is a declaration of thanksgiving. Secondly, our obedience to His word is an act of thanksgiving. Thirdly, we give thanks because we want to mark out the Christian community before this world. Tom, the death spiral of a culture is described in Romans chapter 1 as professing to be wise, they become fools and exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for that of the creature. Though they knew Him, they did not honor Him, and they refused to give thanks. You see, the believer says, that's what I was. Now, I want to be marked out as one who gives thanks. So intentionally, we express thanksgiving, one, in worship, two, in obedience, and three, to raise the standard that God has changed our life. And instead of refusing to give Him thanks, I refuse to stop giving Him thanks. I want my whole life to be that statement. Let me put it this way. The banquet table of the Feast of God's Glory has a centerpiece. This Thanksgiving, there are a lot of wives and mothers out there that are thinking how to set that table off with a centerpiece. Well, here is the centerpiece of Christianity. The centerpiece of Christianity is the bowl of gratitude that contains the fruit of thanksgiving in worship, obedience, and declaration that we give thanks in everything. Thanksgiving is the fruit in the bowl of gratitude. The act of thanksgiving comes from the heart of gratitude. Give thanks with a grateful heart. And the heart of gratitude is nourished by the love of Christ. Here's the rhythm of the Christian life. We are recipients of God's soul-saving, life-transforming grace to His glory. We then, in response, live a life of thanksgiving, and that thanksgiving comes from a heart of gratitude that is nourished by the love of Christ, as the love of Christ compels us. Until you have a heart of gratitude, you will never prioritize or embrace God-centered thanksgiving to His name. But when you know the love of Christ, and you know you've been saved by the grace of God in Christ, that creates a heart of gratitude, and that is expressed with a thanksgiving of worship, obedience, and a declaration to the world. We are the people of God, and our culture is one of thanksgiving. Yet we live in a world of ingratitude. As everyone seeks to be a victim, we live in a culture of succumbers. That's why this is a great opportunity for believers. In the name of Christ, give thanks and praise to God. And instead of the victim culture of polarization, divisiveness, slander, and gossip, we become a culture of blessing, worship, encouragement, giving thanks in everything to the God of glory, because we are not to be succumbers. The whole book of Revelation is telling us we are hupernike, we are overcomers by God's grace and to His glory. Therefore, we refuse to be victims, but we love to give glory to Christ, our victor, in whom we are the overcomers, and nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a great opportunity. A thanksgiving way of life would mark the culture of God's people who are recipients of His soul-saving, life-changing grace and respond with thanksgiving from a heart of gratitude nourished by the love of Christ.
Harry, how does the believer look at the circumstances of life and make sure that they come under the umbrella of God's sovereignty? Let's face it, it's easy to be happy and thankful when everything in life is going our way. But how do we make sure we have the right priorities, the right view of God, when we find ourselves in those terrible, difficult times of life?
If I may be a little nitpicky here, I don't think we ever come under the sovereignty of God. We are always under the sovereignty of God. That's why we can give thanks, because we know something. We know who God is. We know what God has promised, and we know that God is able. And when God says what Satan meant for evil, God meant for good, we know that. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called into His purpose. And because we know that God is sovereign, we can declare nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ, because all of His promises are yes and amen in Christ. And what the world may measure as a catastrophe, we declare, oh, no, 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 that's a you catastrophe. That is a good catastrophe, because in the midst of it, God is doing something far greater than we could ever imagine. That's why we live the life of benediction. And that benediction now is unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think. To Him be glory in Christ Jesus and in the church, now and forevermore. We don't come under the sovereignty of God. We are ever presently enveloped in the sovereign hand of God. And we know He who sovereignly began a good work in us will sovereignly bring it to completion. And that'll be for His glory, and that'll be for our good. And in this day of present distress, we refuse to occupy a culture of ingratitude, but create a culture of thanksgiving, for our God is able.
As we close out for this Thanksgiving Day, let me remind you the best way to stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective is by downloading the Briarwood app. It's yours free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will encourage and challenge your growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we return to our Ask the Pastor segment. That's tomorrow, Friday, as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.